Hey, brothers and sisters, this is Elizabeth Marie with Lottery 333. Thank you so much for coming back to this channel to hear the things that the Lord has been showing me. I do have a rather doomish message for America. It's doom and gloom for America. This is the message that I received on December 26, 2023 while praying. It's not the kind of message that I like to bring. However, I need to be faithful and bring it, even though I really don't want to. Seek the Lord for your own confirmations, please. In this message, the first part is about the judgments that are coming. And then the last part is for his bride, for his remnant children, those who are walking close to him. So stay to the very end. It's not a long message. So stay to the end so you can hear that part as well. And there will be a transcript of this in my blog with the corresponding scriptures. Here's the message. The invasion of the land of America is well underway. Soon it will be unrecognizable because they have forgotten the Lord their God. For it is Him who made America prosper and succeed. Now your demise will come in an hour. America, you have followed other idols and gods and have snubbed your nose at me. Therefore, judgment has entered your land. Your unrighteous ways are upon you, and their wicked laws have become a snare that you will fall into. Just in the days of Jeremiah, so it is now for America. Just in the days of Judah, when my people turned their backs on me and followed their own evil intents and desires, so shall it be again, captivity and invasion. This is the judgment that I proclaim upon the land. You will be taken over by foreign lands, and those who will survive will go into a captivity. America will never be made great again, nor will it be able to build back better. These are the lies and deceptions from those who have deceived you and lulled you to sleep. You are so asleep that you do not even fight for your very own lives, but you just accept your final doom. The laziness of your souls will bring your demise because you did nothing. You eat, drink, and make merry, for you say, tomorrow I die. You have lost your zest for life and living and have accepted your fate. Giving up is the easiest path to take, and the fruits therein will become rotten. America, America, how I long to gather you under my wing, but you would not. So now a hammer falls, a hammer of communism mixed with a false religion. Few will survive the reign of terror, but my remnant will be hidden in my inner chambers with me as they wait for the indignation to pass. Once again, the warning goes out, but who will give it heed and change their ways? Who will repent? Instead, there will be mockery, ridicule, and laughing at the prophecies until they come to pass. Then those who have denied them will be the first ones to be struck down. The doubters and the haters bring judgment upon themselves without the help of anyone or anything. Get ready now for the next round of judgment that will be allowed to fall, for I have not heard a collective harmony of repentances in the land. Therefore, the judgment stands. It comes swiftly. For those who forsake their God, there will be punishment. However, I will hear the cries of my people, those who I know on a first-name basis. I will lead them to safe valleys and Goshen towns. Those who hear my voice will be instructed at the appointed time. Wait upon me. Do not move forward unless you hear clear instruction and direction. For I will show you the ways where there seems to be no way. It is never too late to repent for the sins of your country, to repent for your personal sins. Turn from your wandering ways and stay on the narrow path that leads to salvation. Though you will see many things that you have never seen before, hold your head high above the destruction and despair, and set your thoughts and your minds on me alone.